If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference. Taylor Swift 说过的这句话 If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising. 如果你现在遇到了阻力，那也许说明你正在尝试新的事物。如果你正处于压力和混乱之中，那也许说明你正在进步。我们再来用美音读一下这段话。If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising. 首先我们来做发音讲解。If you're being met with resistance, 我们看 being 这个词。这个词呢第一个音节 b 是紧音的后面的 ing 呢是松元音打首 a, 那连在一起读成 being 在单词内部加出一个小的 e 来连贯 being If you're being met with resistance 我们来看 resistance 这个单词啊两个 s 对应的发音是不同的第一个浊辅音 resist 第二个清辅音 resistance If you're being met with resistance 后面 that probably means that you're doing something new. 这半句第一个 that 是指示性代词，我们读成 that， 那是那，大概是因为什么什么，所以 that 读成 a 的元音。第二个 that 是起到连接作用的语法词，我们把它读成一个 a 的元音 the， 所以这半句读成 that probably means that you're doing something new. That you're doing something new.我们来读一下第一句话 If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. 第二句话 If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, if you're experiencing, 我们注意 you are 缩约之后读成 you 也可以弱读成 ye. If you're experience, 变 ing 形式读成 experiencing. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, 下面 that probably means you're rising. That probably means you're rising. 我们来用英音读一下整段。If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising.我们再来看美音 If you're being met with resistance If you're being met with resistance 我们注意 you are 缩约之后美音呢读成 your 或者弱读读成 your If you're being met with resistance 同样要注意 resistance 阻力这个词的发音 resistance 后面 thatprobably means that you're doing something new. That probably means that you're doing something new. 同样两个 that 不同的发音。我们再来看下面 if you're experiencing 同样注意经历这个词 experience 变 ing 形式 experiencing. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, 后面 that probably means you're rising. That probably means you're rising. 我们再来用美音读一下这段话。If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising.翻译部分我们就讲到这了，我们来分析一下这句话。首先前半句 If you're being met with resistance 用了一个 being done 的形式，是强调动作正在进行，你正在被遇到阻力，也就是你正在遭遇阻力的意思。我们来看 resistance 这个词啊，它其实来自词根 resist， resist 是抗拒反抗，那后面再加上 ant 变成形容词，就是 resistant，有抵抗力的，抵制的。再进一步变名词就是抵制、阻力或者抵抗力了。这样的一个词链 meet with resistance 就是遇到阻力，遭到抵抗。也可以说 encounter resistance 或者 be resisted。 我们来看例句，比如说当你希望改变，特别是大大的改变自己生活的时候，你通常会碰到许多困难。When you want to make a change in your life, especially a big one, you'll typically meet resistance along the way. 军队遭遇了顽强的抵抗。The troops are encountering stiff resistance. 我们来看原声例句。我们会遇到外部世界的阻力，也会遇到内部世界的阻力。
We can meet with resistance in the external world and the internal world. We can meet with resistance in the external world and the internal world.We can meet with resistance in the external world and the internal world.
We can meet with resistance in the external world and the internal world. 我很好奇在工作中遇到了谁的阻力。
I'm curious, from whom do you meet resistance in your work? I'm curious, from whom do you meet resistance in your work? I'm curious, from whom do you meet resistance in your work?
I'm curious, from whom do you meet resistance in your work?对什么什么的抵制或者抵抗呢，我们就可以说 resistance to 什么什么。比如说 people's resistance to change, 人们对改变的抵抗。The body's resistance to infection, 身体的抗感染能力。那如果我们想表达增强抵抗力呢，就可以说 build up resistance 或者 develop resistance。你需要增强对感冒的抵抗力。You need to build up your resistance to colds。我们再来看 probably 这个词。它相当于 very likely, 可能性非常大。我们说到可能的副词呢，还有另外一个就是 possibly。probably 和 possibly 两个都是可能，但是呢 probably 的概率要比 possibly 大很多。再看第二句 ,if you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, turbulence, 形容词是 turbulent, 表骚乱的、混乱的。turbulence 做名词呢可以表示混乱。具象的呢是表示水的涡流。Experience turbulence, 具象的呢是遇到乱流，抽象就是处于混乱之中。比如说 ,we experienced severe turbulence during the flight, 我们在飞行中遇到了强烈的气流。The turbulence in his life has come from accidents and illness. 他一生中的波动来自于疾病和不测的事故。我们再回过头看这句话 ,if you're being met with resistance, 如果你当下遇到了阻力 ,that,probably means that you're doing something new. 那也许说明你正在尝试新的事物。If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, 如果你正处于压力或混乱之中, that probably means you're rising. 那或许说明你正在进步。那今天的活学活用呢，我们就来试着用 meet with resistance, 遇到阻力，用这个词料来随造一个句子。这段话呢是2021年 Taylor Swift 在全英音乐奖获得最高荣誉全球偶像大奖时颁奖所说的话。这句话我们再来读一下。首先是英音版。If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising. 美音。If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new.If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.